Okay, all you sports geniuses, it's now time for the fourth annual Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest on WCCO.
Yesterday's sports hero, Martina Navarro. I know how to pronounce it, and I'm screwing it up.
Let's get ready to rumble! And here's the host of the Sid Soundalike, John Williams.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John Williams, and I will be the MC and host for the fourth annual Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. Please welcome Sid Hartman. Yay! That was mixed. Let's meet the judges. This is Mike Lynch, WCCO meteorologist. Hello, everyone, and I haven't taken too many bribes this afternoon. I'm much better this year. Over there is WCCO's Dave Mona.
Thank you, John. What people don't realize, there's a Viking game tomorrow. Sid is leaving the show at 11:45. We're going to slip the winner in at 11:46. No one will know the difference as long as the winner tones things down, you know, suppresses creativity and that sort of stuff.
Dark Star said that last year Sid Hartman entered the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest and got fifth. Eric Escala.
Dark Star gave me that fifth, and I drank it. Thank you.
Yes. Roger Erickson.
I'm giving it to the guy who sounds the least like Sid.
Cardboard Cutout. We do have a cardboard cutout for those of you listening at home saying, well, I wonder what that's all about. All right, here's the rules. If you have not been to one of these events before, it works something like this. We have eight contestants. I'll read their names quickly. We'll meet them later on. Brad Carlson of New Brighton, Kevin McDonough of Cokato, Jim Schultz of Maple Lake, Tom Treloar of Minnetonka, the 1994 champion. By the way, Jim Schultz is back as the 93 champion. Doug Cramblett from Mankato is here. Joe Shefchik of Hamel is here. We have some local fans of his. That's okay. Do a clap for your favorites. Jay Tegeter is here from St. Paul, and Rick Wolf of Eden Prairie are eight finalists. The judges have their special score sheets. Their decision will be relatively final. They're like trained monkeys. You say it, they hold it up. I love these guys. And by the way, we've got a terrific set of prizes for all of the contestants. The eight finalists will all receive a Sid Soundalike plaque provided by Dick Anderson, a Regal Awards and Trophies located at 530 West Main in Anoka. Four tickets to Twins Fan Appreciation Day versus the White Sox, September 23rd. Two tickets to see the Flames play the Dallas Stars at the Target Center, September 20th. And also a WCCO radio cap and carry bag. Plus, we've got some great prizes for the top three contestants. Sid, any words to the wise before we begin the competition?
Roger Erickson, somebody has bought him off. I don't know who. Roger, so I saw one of those contestants slip you a $20 bill.
Roger, I got to get you a microphone to give you a chance to sort of, you know, you can't stand for that.
I said you only saw the $20 bill I got from one of the contestants. I got $20 from all of them. So I play no favorites.
That's one thing about you.
All right, we're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back with contestant number one on the Sid Soundalike Contest on CCO. We are back at 19 minutes after 12 noon on WCCO Radio, the fourth annual. Wait a minute.
Schmidt, if you're out there, my grandson and Bob Schmidt, come on in the back door. I want to see you. Okay?
So personal announcements you want to make? Sir, anything else?
The following paid political.
Incidentally, you know, we for our radio audience, again, I will just tell them it's a beautiful day at the State Fair. We have thousands of people. This is the largest single crowd for any event at the State Fair historically. You think that's a stretch?
Much better than they draw in the morning.
We've got a nice crowd, but I just want you to know something. You folks can't see this person, but right here at ground zero of the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest is about an 8-year-old, 6-year-old girl, and she is sound asleep. You couldn't wake her. She's sleeping. I don't know, Sid, if that's a sign or what, but she
looks like you at the same age.
20 minutes after noon, let's bring out contestant number one. Please welcome from New Brighton, Minnesota, Brad Carlson. Brad, when do you listen to Sid Hartman?
6:40 in the morning.
You catch him on the morning show. I imagine you hear Sports Huddle, too, with Sid and Dave?
As little as possible.
As little as possible.
That took care of you. You aren't going to win.
That's why Sid's not a judge. All right, Brad, you got the mic. You're ready to roll.
Don't get nervous.
Is this a cigar odd here?
Okay. Can't hold the mic in the... hold the mic for you.
All right, is this on? Okay. A lot of people ask me, they say, Sid, how in the world do you live to be the age you're at? I just tell them, only the good die young. You know, only the good die young. And that's a song by the name of a close personal friend of mine, Billy Joel, wrote a song by that same name, and I like to recite some of the lyrics to that. Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. Catholic girls start much too late. But sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they show you a statue, they show you to pray. They built you a temple, locked you away. But they never told you the price that you pay for things that you might have done. Only the good die young, that's what I say. Only the good die young. Well, you might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. We might be laughing a bit too loud. That never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Set up a signal, I'll throw you a line. That stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. I tell you, only the good die young. This is Sid Hartman.
That's the closest you're ever getting to Christie Brinkley, I'll tell you that.
Anything you say, Mr. Williams.
Now, have the judges been able to tabulate you guys? Are keeping score over there? Escala, Erickson, Mona, Lynch, you guys all right? Okay, good. I think we can get in contestant number two. Please welcome, from Kakato, Kevin McDonough. Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Kakato, Minnesota, of course, and my wife and I are great, proud proprietors of the Northwoods Inn Family Restaurant and Sports Bar up there. Everybody listening up there?
I skipped the commercial. Now,
we'll send you a bill for that one.
All right. When do you listen to Sid Hartman? Big fan of his all these years, that sort of thing?
Listen to him every morning in my office, doing the book work and whatnot. Screw up all the time, you know. I mean,
you're right.
Screw up as much as Sid, yes.
All right. Well, let's see if you're on in terms of your impersonation. Kevin McDonough gets 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes for his impersonation of Mr. Sid Hartman.
Gang, here we are out at this fine oracle on the Cannon Mess out here at the State Fair. We're day number 10 of an in captivity. It's time for Sir Sidney. Sir Sidney, where are you?
Hello, are we on? We're on. Out here with Murray's Fine Restaurant here. I got a couple of great colleagues of mine, Jack Buck. Jack actually trucked her over here. Jack Truck and Hank Cam. You guys, a couple of great...
Well, I tell you something. Number one, the name is Jack Buck.
And, my name is Hank Stram there, Sid.
I tell you, you know something, Hank? You would be a great lookalike for Elvis' lookalike contest they had out here at the fair with that toupee you're wearing.
Well, it sounds like you have another phone call there, Sid.
I don't worry about it. It's just probably that Eric Escalade. His beautiful wife, Kathy, bought him that cellular phone for Christmas last year. The only number he knows how to dial is star WCCO because it's free. What a stuff, I tell you. This guy...
All right, there. I think you ought to loosen up there a little bit, Sid.
Yes, Sonny, this is my linger. Let me dampen your cheek a little bit. You're drooling again.
All right, we'll wrap it up here. This is Sid Hartman.
That could be the WCCO sound-alike contest, and he could be a runner. Eric, do you care to insert any commentary here? Will that hurt the judging, considering what he said, you said?
Yeah, just ask Kevin, and I agree with anything he said.
All right. So Kevin McDonough from Kakato is contestant number two. By the way, Dave Mona, do you have any observations about the judging so far? Are things going well?
Well, they kept all the numbers from 10 and below, and I think almost everyone on the panel can handle numbers 10 and below. But
that's
this
right.
year they've complicated it. We have to add them together
at
the end of this. But they've thrown in an extra commercial to give us time to do that.
I'll have to take off my shoes and socks this year.
We'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do that,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you.
By the way, Mr. Burgley over here from WCCO Radio, our community service manager, is the official scorekeeper and timekeeper. Please clap for the man for the hard job. He'll gong them if they need it.
Sit down, you stiff.
And we're going to pause right now. We'll come back. We're going to do a quick look at news headlines and the forecast. We'll be back with our next six. Then the final round, we'll have the final three for the 1995 Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest. Back at the State Fair on WCCO Radio, the fourth annual Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest, the 1995 version. John Williams, your MC. Our judges are Roger Erickson, Eric Escala, Mike Lynch, and Dave Mona. And, of course, this man is Sid Hartman. Incidentally,
Lynch,
Paul...
shut up. Will you just sit there and judge?
Anthony will never be traded.
Get a new line, will you?
We can come back later if you guys just want to do this for a while.
When will Jack Morris sign with the Twins again, Sid?
When will Anderson replace you on weather? We'll get some accurate weather.
Let's get out with the contest.
Welcome to Old Wounds Week on WCCO. All right. Jim Schultz from Maple Lake is the 1993 champion. He's contestant number three. Hi, Jim. 93 champ. Congratulations again.
Thank you. It's fun being back.
When do you listen to Sid Hartman?
Every morning. And usually at night when I come home from school.
You teach? You're a student?
Elementary teacher, yes, in Watertown, Minnesota.
Great. Well, welcome to the show.
What grade?
You're contestant number three. What's that, Sid?
What grade
do you teach?
Middle and elementary school computers.
Oh, boy. It's amazing what those kids do nowadays.
Well, we've got a dynamite football and volleyball team this year, so it's going to be an exciting year.
Okay.
You don't want to go until you get the okay. When you get the okay, then you can go. All right, Jimmy, you're on.
What's up, Minnesota? Let's put your hands together. Come on. My name is Ed Hartman. Yes, I am. Around CCO, I'm the king of phlegm. Erickson, Escala, and Jock Lee are the biggest jerks that you ever did see. To change the name of the Hubert Humphrey Dome, we'll raise the price of the tap beer foam. Eloise and Carl took a money stand, all at the expense of the common fan. Eat your heart out, hamper and lice. I used to like the Vikings when they played out in the mud. You could count with them winning with a coach named Bud. Now they prance around with their feathers to preen, both their overpaid money and their coach is green. They're really cooking now. Sid, you're really grooving. Keep it going. Keep going. A little nervous here. You can take those Timberwolves and add a little flair, along with Coach Blair. Marv and Harv added to their failure, took the deep pockets of a dreamer named Taylor. People want to know what this music could be. They call it rap, but they forgot the C. A lot of people think that I'm real nutty, but just like Cannon, I got the money. Mike and Fargo, you jerk, don't you ever do this, sir. Don't you ever call. Take it easy.
Very good. That must be a fun elementary class, I'll tell you that. I bet those kids have fun. Very good.
All the good teachers are creative. That's pretty good, right,
Sid?
Boy. Although we sort of lost our rhythm there for a while, didn't we? Leave it to
Minnesotans.
We don't know rap, you know. We can't do that.
I know a lot of those teachers at Deep Haven Grade School, and my man, Mr. Brad Bohr, what a job he does as principal. And I can't believe these kids working computers like he was talking about it, third, fourth, fifth grade. Escala didn't learn to run a computer until he was 43, and he's 42 now.
You know what scares
me? Champion. Welcome back, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
This is fun, huh?
Oh, Good to be back here. A lot of people, great day. We're happy to be here.
Have you been working on your Sid Hartman since your 94 championship?
Well, I didn't know you were going to do this until last week. I heard on Dark Show late at night. So, yeah, a little bit throughout the week I have.
You don't catch Sports Huddle every Sunday morning?
Absolutely. Every chance I get, I try to. Sid here is probably the top sports reporter in the country. You know, he puts Blackie Sherrard and Skip Bayless to shame. There's no question.
There it is. And now the ceremonial presentation of the wallet to the contestant.
-10.
Does that hurt,
Mike? Shut up, Escala.
That guy gets a -10 right off the bat.
I thought Ross Perot had the giant sucking sound.
Here's a tip, Tom. You got to figure out who to suck up to, and it's not Sid this time.
You're right.
It's those four guys.
Those four jerks.
And now we go in with contestant number four. All right, Tommy, you got 2 minutes. Paul, time him.
Oh, it's great to be out here at the fair. Finally, we got some good weather. For a while there, I was going to say, take the whole fair, move it over to the Metrodome. We can do it in one weekend. We'll combine it with the Gopher football game. And I'll tell you what, that's... who's this jerk out here? Some stiff... Where are you from, anyway? Fargo. My Fargo caller followed me down here. I didn't think you could find your way down here to the fair. How about the Gopher football team? You'll be surprised. I talked to Coach Wacker earlier. You'll be surprised what happened this year. This is what he had to say.
Well, Sid, gee, I tell you, golly gosh, we're excited here over at the University of Minnesota. Yeah, yeah, just, boy, the heart's pumping, the blood is moving, and golly darn it, we got the Texas kids up here, and we may just go to a bowl this year, Sid. I just hope it's not the Tidy Bowl.
Let me tell you what here. We come here, everybody get a chance to walk around here, CCO. We got Mess Winters pitchers over here somewhere. Mess, Les, something. It's right over next to, oh, there's Dark Star's pitcher. Boy, he's got a face for radio if I've ever seen one. Let me tell you what, that Dark Star, I should be, but Dark, he can't make up his mind. You know, he's a liberal conservative, and you know, last week it's Cal Ripken should stop on the street. This week he should go for it. You know, you never, I shouldn't be so hard on Dark. I guess he just bought 2 racehorses out of Canterbury. You know, he was a stable boy out there, so he's working his way up the ladder. But horses' names are Willie Make It and Kenny Last. I don't know if he's got a good chance. Thanks a lot. You've been a lot of fun.
Incidentally, after this show, we've got Jim Rogers coming up and then Denny Long. And then I want to remind you that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Gopher preview. Ray Christensen will be here along with Paul Flatley, and Gopher coach Wacker will be here too. Say, Coach, what are you going to be saying on the show tomorrow afternoon too?
Boy, I tell you, we're just excited. Everyone be down there. Support our Gophers. We got a Heisman candidate. You never know what's going to happen.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Williams, for your information, Mr. Williams, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll have Chris Darkins, Konzimus, Sauer, and at least one other Gopher plus Mr. Wacker here for 2 hours tomorrow, 10 to 12, right here on this, what do you call it?
Veranda. Very veranda.
The stage.
That was the worst imitation of Sid I've ever heard.
The audience here has the advantage of knowing when Sid is talking, when he's not. But for the folks listening at home, that was Sid.
Just be MC, William. Don't be trying to be funny.
Sid, is Konzimus going to bring Konzimus with him?
You're right.
Contestant number 5 is from Mankato. Please welcome Doug Cramblett. Want to step out here, Doug? Let's get you out under the shade there.
Where'd you find those shoes? In a dump someplace?
All right, Doug, tell me a little bit about yourself real quick.
I'm from Mankato, Minnesota. I'm a sales rep. I ride around in the car all day, and it's kind of a subliminal effect on me.
What's that word?
Subliminal.
How do you spell that?
So, in other words, after a while, it dawns on you that you can do Sid. It's been soaking in.
Yeah, it's kind of osmosis.
Probably a scary experience. Just speak to your wife or something, and it comes out of Sid Hartman, you know? All right, are you ready, Doug?
I listen at 20 to 7 in the bathroom every morning, too, so.
Appropriately.
That's a good place to be for the 20 to 7 report.
Does it help?
All right, Doug, you got 2 minutes. Paul Burgley, time him, you're on.
I was thinking if fate would have taken a different turn, what would have happened if maybe Sid would have ended up in another job? And my regrets to Bob Newhart.
Hello, this is Sid's Auto Repair. Right, ma'am. Your car's going to need a new your car's going to need a new distributor. God, I know I could say this, but I keep screwing it up. Oh, nothing, ma'am. Your car is going to need a bunch of new electrical stuff. Well, ma'am, if you don't get this work done, your car is going to run like it's from Omaha. You get what I mean? You put this work off, your car is never going to run in this town again. It's going to be a complete disaster. As a matter of fact, I do have another person here you can talk to. I have a silent partner named Mr. Carl Polad. You know, I got to laugh. Carl's got a mother, 103 years old, does her own wash, hangs it up on the line. She rides her own motorcycle. She's an aerobics instructor down at Bally's Fitness Center. Hello? Hello? No, ma'am, I'm going to hang up too. Goodbye.
Doug Cramblett of Mankato. Nice job, Doug. All right, judges continue to make their tallies. We're going to pause for just a moment. It is 12:42. This is WCCO.
Well, she said it's fast. It's funny how fast time goes by out here at the State Fair. It's already Sunday morning. That's a sports huddle theme. We've got a guest this morning, Eric Escala. Eric, you spotted something a little unusual. Well, not unusual at all, but a little bit different about Sid.
How'd you guys get in this act?
The play. Go back in your corner. The placement is interesting, Dave. We all know that Sid wears what he eats. But this morning and into the afternoon, he's been eating so much in so many varied positions, he has pizza sauce on the back pocket of his slacks.
You'll put it there.
Now, this leads one to ponder how it got there.
Yeah. Lynch.
Back pocket.
You.
Yes. I did it.
Get on with the program here.
Is that the pocket that has the billfold in it?
Yeah.
The one that's untouched?
All right, let's get organized now. Roger Erickson, Dave Mona, Eric Escala, Mike Lynch, the judges, Sid Hartman, the Sound Alike Contest on WCCO Radio. And our next contestant is from Hamel. Please welcome Joe Shefchik. Nice to see you back, Joe. Joe, as I recall, you were runner-up last year, right?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
You been practicing Sid since then?
No.
Good. You make no friends if you do. All right. Joe, the mic's yours. You get 2 minutes in the first round. Good luck.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I've been fortunate enough to be in every contest so far, and I've never won. Not that I'm fortunate to be in the contest. I'm fortunate that I've never won because first place has to have dinner with Sid. So.
Thanks, Gary, you for this one, too.
But anyway, we go back a long way, probably till the day I was born. They must have had the radio on in OR because as soon as the doctor slapped my rear end, first thing I remember hearing is, "Are you genius? Who the heck you think you are? What a jerk. Why don't you just go back where you came from?" So needless to say, I couldn't do that, and thus began my exposure to Sid, or overexposure. Anyway, the morning show guys, Dave Lee, Mr. Jock, Roger Erickson, Mr. Joke. Let me talk about Roger for a second here. What a cheapskate. He invites everybody over for dinner, and the only guys that he'll let in the door, they got to have a big platter of food, or he won't let them in the door. He sneaks over to his neighbor's Wheelock Whitney's garden and steals all the vegetables out, sneaks back, and tells everybody that he grew them himself. But anyway, I think I got a phone call here. Hello? It's my evil brother, evil twin Hartman. What's your feeble mind today? Well, let me tell you, my close personal enemy, Bobby Knight, had a long argument with him the other day. Almost hit me with a chair. What a jerk. Let me tell you, the guy could walk through a mud puddle. You can roll in it for all I care. What a stiff. Worst coach in the history of college basketball. J.R. Ryder, there's a good guy. Best draft pick Jack McCloskey ever made. Not very talented out of court, but he's a perfect angel when he's off the court. He spent the weekend with the boys' choir over there at the convent recently. And it's Twin Cities. We don't need to spend another $20 million. The Winnipeg Jets, can they move to Chattahoochee or Chattanooga or wherever the heck that is? I don't care. Thanks a lot. Take it easy.
Good job. By the way, I like your button that he's had, a personalized button that reads
Giant Jerk.
Giant Jerk. Thank you, Joe. Good to see you. Thanks for coming out. What are you doing over there now, Sid? Is he leaving? The contest isn't over. Evidently, he's not in collusion with the judges. Is he, Lynch?
Well, I'm still waiting for my check from him, so
this doesn't look good, Sid. You're not supposed to be talking to the judges. You're supposed to just sit and take it. The sincerest form of flattery. We got time for another contestant, don't we, Stevie? We might be able to do two before the news. Then the final round will be after the 1 o'clock WCCO radio news, and the contestants there will be competing for third place, a $50 Murray's Restaurant certificate, second place, a $50 certificate at Murray's, and also a Sony Walkman. Our first place winner will get lunch for two with Sid at that restaurant, one night's accommodations for two, including breakfast at the Crown Plaza North Star Hotel downtown Minneapolis, and a Sony Walkman, plus all the other prizes that our eight finalists will receive. Contestant number seven, please welcome Jay Tegeter of St. Paul. Hi, Jay.
Hi, John. Hi, everybody.
You been in the contest before?
Yes, I was in 1993 at the Mall of America.
Welcome back. We're glad that you're here. Want to say anything else about yourself or your relationship with Sid?
Well, I don't have too much to say about a relationship with Sid, but I hope everybody cheers real loud for me so I have some kind of chance here.
All right, good luck to you. Let's give him the microphone. He gets 2 minutes. Here comes Jay.
Okay, thanks a lot. First thing I got to say is, let me say this. Why did the chicken cross the road? Let me tell you why. Because Mike Lynch was chasing him with a knife and fork. I see Eskola laughing over there. The guy's so cheap, he's got cellophane on his wallet still. He's a great young guy, though. Of course, there's Roger Erickson's got the worst one-liners in the history of the world. As a matter of fact, I've been tuning out that morning show lately just because of Roger Erickson. Not going to let Dave Mona get away with anything here. The guy's a real jerk and a stiff. I think he's secretly friends with Mike from Fargo. But getting back to sports, let me say this. There's no way the Twins are ever going to trade Kevin Tappan. He's too important to the team. As far as the North Stars go, they're going to stay put. There's no way Dallas is ever going to have them. Great team, great manager, former manager, general manager Lou Nanny, great personal friend of mine, close personal friend. Let me say this, too. I really think the Twins need an outdoor stadium. I was against that dome from the beginning. This is Sid Hartman. Thanks a lot.
Jay Tegeter of St. Paul. All right, I think we've got time to get the next contestant out. This will be the eighth of the first eight, not in any order necessarily, though, but please welcome Rick Wolf of Eden Prairie. Hi, Rick.
Hello, how are you doing?
Tell us about yourself in about a sentence or so.
Okay, well, my history with Sid goes back a lot of years. I used to bag groceries at Byerly's in Golden Valley, and Sid would come in there in his Eldorado late at night after meeting a deadline and park up on the sidewalk and go in and grab his groceries. So go way back with Sid. I love the guy.
So too do we. All right, Rick, you're on Eden Prairie. He gets 2 minutes. Here he goes.
It's a pleasure to be here today at America's Great Minnesota Get-Together. I'm very pleased and proud to announce that Eric Eskola will be coming around, taking up a collection for the Sid Hartman Hall of Fame. That's right. We're going to erect a 700-foot statue in my likeness, complete with a space needle and an elevator. Could go up inside my brain and see what makes me tick. How about that? It's going to be absolutely fabulous. I know if you listen to me in the morning with David Lee, Mr. Jock, or Steve O'Cannon in the afternoon, you know that I've been looking for a caretaker out at my palatial estate on the St. Croix. I'm here to tell you I've been in heavy negotiations with three individuals who I have signed to take care of my place. The first individual resides in the great state of Wisconsin, Superior, Wisconsin, the old trapper, that's right, Harry Peter Grant. Got a little squirrel problem out there, and Bud's going to set the trap line, the old trapper, fabulous young guy, great individual. The second individual resides in the great state of Indiana, a little university there, the University of Notre Dame, That's great. The great Lou Holtz, the Pied Piper, going to be out there, going to be my head cook. Now, the third individual, maybe you know him, a little university, resides again in the great state of Indiana, Robert Montgomery Knight. That's right, Bobby Knight. I got these three guys signed. It's unbelievable. I love these guys. I call them the Three Amigos or the Three Stooges. I love these guys. And incidentally, Mr. McKinley Boston or Mr. Carl Pollat or Mr. Dennis Green, these any assistants, sketching out a play. These guys will be available. They're 30 minutes away. They'll be living with me, my beautiful place on the St. Croix. This is Sid Hartman.
Attaboy, Rick. All right, the judges are tabulating the results. We'll come back with the final three on WCCO next.